The Tour Bus Music Show, Episode 40.
You're listening to the Audios Maximus Network. Expand your mind. Widen your world. Many countries, one nation. www.audiosmaximus.com.
What's going on? I'm Kyle from the band Digital Summer.
Ian.
Guido.
Ben.
John. Just want to say you're listening to the Tour Bus Music Show. And find us online at digitalsummer.net. Keep rocking.
Your pod out. www.thetourbusmusicshow.com.
Hello, Tour Bus Music Show listeners around the world. This is T-Mike, and I just want to welcome you all back to episode 40. On this episode, we'll be featuring Delana from Los Angeles, California. Delana is a remarkable vocalist with a unique image and flavor to her music that, in my opinion, is well worth taking some time out of your day to check out not only her story, but also adding her music to your collection of talented artists. We'll be getting to her interview here in just a few minutes, so hang with me here just a bit. Before we do, I just wanted to take a moment to reflect back as it's somewhat of a mile marker episode for us. And while it's been a lot of hard work, it's also been a lot of fun getting this far. Of course, I just want to give all of the credit for the show's success so far to the people that are really responsible for that success. And that is each one of you listening for your loyalty, your dedication to the show, your support of the Tour Bus Music Show. And of course, I want to thank all of the great bands and artists that have taken the time out of their busy schedules to sit down and talk with us and to share their music with all of us. Again, without all of you, we wouldn't be here doing what we love to do every day. It's certainly been a wild ride so far, and we are just getting started. As we have been telling all of you since we started our Season 6 shows, we have lots of great things planned for the coming weeks and months this year for the Tour Bus Music Show website, such as adding lots of new video content, photos of adventures that we've shared together as we go out and create new content as we journey through this exciting world of rock and roll. Starting in March, you're going to be able to get lots of new information, such as music news, album reviews, musician resources, and articles on the website. On the Tour Bus Music Show, we have featured lots of great rock acts, but we have occasionally featured other types of music as well. But we do want to remain true to our roots with the show and keep it as a rock-centric show. But I'm sure that a lot of you here in our listening audience, just as me, have a love for many genres of music, including rock. With that being said, we are relaunching the Onstage Music Show starting in mid-March. On this show, we'll cover the world of music outside of rock. And while we will feature all types of music and artists, you can always bet it's going to be unique, and we will be featuring artists with some of the best music you may never have heard of. If you like hearing fresh new music from talented artists, please subscribe to the show. It will be available on iTunes, Stitcher, Zoom, BlackBerry Podcast, YouTube, of course at the AMN Network at amnpodcast.com, but it'll also be available on hundreds of other podcast directories online, and you'll be able to find it under The Onstage Music Show. Now, a quick word from our sponsor, and it's off to the show. Today's episode of the Tour Bus Music Show is brought to you by Limos.com. Whether you're headed out to your favorite concert, catching a ride from the airport, or if you just want to look like a rock star for your night on the town, go to limos.com to get the role that makes you rock.
Tales from the back of the bus.
Delana, Holiday.
It
wheels hit the ground, these rocky roads ain't gonna slow.
Welcome to the tour bus, Lana. How are you today?
Thank you. I'm fantastic. I had a really busy day already. I feel energetic when I'm busy. It's a good thing.
Well, researching you online, I know that just looking over what you've got going on in an average day would just leave some people confounded. I don't know how you do what you do.
Well, I think it's passion and drive and ambition that you don't even think about it after a while. You just keep going, you know? Even when times are really tough, I just keep going, because if I don't, someone else is going to slip in front of me and take my place. This is Hollywood, you know, you got to keep rolling.
I mean, we started off the show tonight by playing your song Holiday. It was covered by the American Idol contestant Allison
Irohita. Yeah, Allison Irohita. Yeah, she put it on her record, which was very flattering, of course.
Well, can you tell us a little bit more about the song and what was your experience in the production of the music video for your song?
Well, it's the third song that I co-wrote with the producer from my last record. It basically, I wanted a fun vibe. I wanted an upbeat tempo, but I didn't want anything cheesy, because I feel that everything I sing, I should be able to connect to on a spiritual level or a personal level. So it's basically about how things, life is, seems like a holiday sometimes, or when you go to a new city, like in my case, was going to Hollywood. It just felt like a holiday for a while, but then you realize, well, it's pretty tough. So that's what the song's really about, just being on a holiday, but then you realize it's more than just a holiday. It's actually quite a challenge. My involvement with the production, really, I was there every step of the way, and I always have a lot of say. I usually do all the melodies and all the lyrics, again, because I feel like I need to connect on that level. I can't just sing any cheesy lyric. And then as far as the instrumentation, same thing. I have to feel inspired by the sounds. So the rhythm is important to me, the sounds of the guitar, the tones of the instrument. So I like to be there for every step, every single beat.
I imagine that's how you get kind of your signature sound.
I would imagine so, yeah. I haven't even thought of it that way, but yeah, definitely.
Well, let's step back a few years. I mean, can you tell us what originally influenced you to become a musician and, for that matter, pursue a career in music?
Really nothing. I wanted to be an actress. So the very first, let's say, working job that I had was joining this old guy who was a solo artist, and he asked me if I wanted to join him on the road because he thought I could sing pretty well. I was 15 years old, and so I did, because I kind of basically ran away from home when I was 15, and this was an offer that fell into my lap, and I had to survive somehow. So I thought, I will do this for a while, save some money, and then I'll, pursue the acting thing. And it's like 28 years later, and I'm still singing. So I guess it just happened with my destiny.
Getting prepared for our interview, I listened and watched a lot of your previous interviews, and one thing that kind of came through to me was really how grounded you are. I mean, your interest in actually meeting your fans, your genuine personality. I mean, in contrast to a lot of music artists today, and despite your enormous talent, you really come across as very down to earth and very comfortable in your own skin. I mean, with that being said, could you tell us a little bit more about yourself and maybe about some of the challenges you faced in getting to where you are now?
Yeah, and thank you for saying that. It really is true. I feel 100% woman. I feel 100% comfortable and happy with who I am. I'm perfectly imperfect, and what you think about me is none of my business, and that's kind of what I live by, how I live my life. And my fans are everything. I mean, my career wouldn't be anything without the love and support that I get from my amazing loyal fans. So my fans, I treat them with utmost respect. I love them as much as I can. I give them as much attention as I can. I make a real conscious effort to remember people's names, although I don't always succeed. But it's important for me to make everyone feel that, like they're special. And even if I wasn't a musician, I think I would do exactly the same thing. In fact, I know I do. I meet a lot of people who don't know what I do for a living, and I live by the same principles. I think growing up in South Africa really molded me into the woman I am today. And growing up with hardship and not a lot of money and no father figure and just always taking care of my siblings and, moving a lot and living in a third world country where there's a lot of crime and a lot of violence, it taught me to be streetwise. I consider myself a very streetwise person. I am not afraid of a lot of things. I'm not afraid to speak my mind. I'm not afraid to go to foreign cities and drive in a car on the opposite side of the road. You know, the basic right. things that I find a lot of people are so petrified of, I look at as a total exciting, fun challenge. Yeah. That's about it. I don't like talking too much about myself.
Well, you mentioned that you originally wanted to be an actress earlier. And I mean, not only are you a great vocalist, but you were also an award-winning actress in, of course, that 2010 movie you did, Angel Camouflaged. And you got the best music in film for the songs, and you contributed to the movie's soundtrack, 9 tracks, I believe. At the American International Film Festival. I mean, can you tell us about how you came to be in the film and, for that matter, your experience in portraying your role in the movie and a little about the synopsis of the film?
Yeah, basically the director who also wrote the script, Mr. Michael Givens, saw me on a TV show called Rockstar Supernova, and he rewrote the script that he had to fit me into it. And when the show finished, he approached me and asked me to be the lead character, and I really didn't even think of it at that moment as, oh, I'm going to be acting in a movie. I immediately asked him, can I write music for the film? Because my head was just, I'm a musician, so I need to write songs. And he said, absolutely, I really want you to contribute musically. And so I said, okay, we have a deal and blah, blah, blah. And I started writing all the material, and then as it got closer to filming time, I realized, oh, my God, I actually have to act now. I didn't even register till, much later in the process that I had to start acting and take this more seriously. So I didn't have any real coaching. When I was a kid, I went to drama school for about a year when I was 14 or 15. And then I never ever did anything else again until Angel Camouflaged. And then I basically had 2 coaching sessions, like 2 hours of training before the movie. And
wow.
So a lot of it was just, I knew the script well. I read it and memorized my scenes very well. And a lot of it was playing off my character, the other characters in my scene, James Brolin and I did a really great scene together where we didn't rehearse at all. We just fed off each other, and we both managed to make each other cry in the scene, which is what we were supposed to do. So a lot of it is, I guess I'm blessed. It kind of came naturally. It's easy for me to go somewhere in my mind and compare situations from my own life and go, okay, this is what I felt when my dog died, you know, and then I can go there. And so, yeah, it was a very interesting experience for me, because I did realize, wow, I've got a lot of work to do, and I really respect actors now, because it's not a joke. You know, it's a very hard labor. There's so much standing around with full hair, makeup, and wardrobe. Mm-hmm. I'm talking 14, 15 hours sometimes just sitting in a trailer, and you can't take it off. You can't change your hair or take your hair out if it's hurting, because they might call you on set any second. So it's a lot of physical and mental labor that goes into playing a film.
Well, watching a portion of the film, you did come across as very natural. And so kudos on the ability to act with such a small amount of coaching.
Yeah, I think I also have the director to thank for that, because he wanted me to really try and play myself a lot of the time, because the script kind of was molded a little bit around me and my life and my past. So it wasn't too hard to connect with myself on a lot of the scenes.
It's about time to play another track of yours on the show. This track had a special meaning to it. Back in 2005, Hurricane Rita hit Cameron Parish here in my home state of Louisiana. And then in 2008, Hurricane Ike hit virtually the same area, and it just wrecked thousands of lives.
Yeah, terrible.
As we were discussing before we started the interview, you lived for several years in Houston, Texas. You're quite familiar with where we live, with New Orleans and everything. I mean, with everything you had going on during that time, I don't see, I just want to get an idea of what brought you to be able to come to do the video that you did to help bring attention to the plight of all the people and really help with the disaster relief effort.
Yeah, that was such a devastating time. And I wish there was so much more I could do. If I was a celebrity with a really powerful name, I definitely would have. But I try to do what I could. One of my dearest friends lives in Lake Charles, and when this happened, she called me, and she's a filmmaker too, and we just decided I have to get over there, and her and I are going to go in there, and we're going to fight FEMA, and we're going to try and get trailers for the families, and we're going to, you know, make a little documentary. And then I said, well, why don't we use my song, Loud Silence, because it says everything. FEMA was just nowhere to be found. There were all these stranded families living in minivans, 3-4 children. And so that's what we did. I flew over there, and we drove around and visited with a lot of families and managed to get one FEMA trailer. But it was so rewarding just to be able to give that family that trailer. And so the song basically was just a gift for all those people out there.
Delana, Loud Silence.
When your day is dark and the sun is cold, if pouring your dreams dissolve, you wanna give up, can't hang on, there's nothing you believe in.
So in 2006, you competed and became runner-up for the lead vocal position in the reality television series Rockstar Supernova. I mean, as things turned out, you landed on your feet and, in my opinion, better off considering the way things turned out in the end. But looking back with a clear vision of the past, what was the experience like for you?
It was definitely at the time, it was a lot of fun in the beginning when I thought it was all about the music. And, of course, me never being in Hollywood in my life and not knowing that people could be so ruthless and evil, I had no idea about editing and all that crap that goes on behind the scenes. And being as humble and honest and outspoken as I am, of course, I never shut my mouth. So a lot of this stuff was aired on TV. So when that started happening, it turned from fun to, oh, my God, everyone hates me. They turned me from a beauty to a beast. And that was really hard to deal with, the pressure alone just to learn all these songs and make them your own and within a very short amount of time. And we'd get the song on like the Monday night and the Tuesday morning or the Tuesday afternoon we'd be filming. It was one 15-minute rehearsal with the house band on the next day. So it was, the pressure was unbelievable. And of course, as the contestants dropped out and we became less and less in the mansion, it became more, what's the word, backstabbing and people just, you know, and then the producers try to talk us up against each other and constantly trying to create drama and all that stuff. So I learned a lot on that show about Hollywood and how the business really works for especially reality TV, of course. But obviously, looking back, I wouldn't trade it for anything. I learned a lot. I learned about working under pressure and performing under pressure, very little rehearsal, songwriting on the spot, how to live with strangers in one house for 3 months. So, you know, and I got a fantastic platform to start off from. So I'm very thankful. I will never, ever do another reality show. Unless it's a comedy and I'm doing something really stupid and goofy and funny. But no, I would never, ever do that again. Yeah, that's that.
Well, I mean, in addition to everything else you've accomplished, I mean, you've shared the stage with literally some of the biggest names in rock music. I mean, could you tell our listeners about some of your more memorable performances and experiences?
On that show, you mean?
No, I'm speaking with, just per se, general. Opening for Aerosmith, playing with countless rock stars and literally sharing right. The stage with them.
Yeah, I mean, of course, it's mind-blowing. Those are moments in my life that I will always treasure and remember. From the outside, it looks very wow, but the reality of it is I never even saw Aerosmith at all until they got onto stage.
Really?
They basically, I guess they were hiding somewhere. everyone was like, where the hell are they? Where the hell are they? But you don't see them. They don't mingle. I guess every band is different. But they just suddenly appeared on stage. There they were. And then the minute they were done, they were out the door and gone. So as far as that personal side of it, there's not much to tell about that. And at the same time, I can understand why a lot of people do that. They're probably so sick of the attention most of the time. But just being able to say that I stood on the stage with Aerosmith, the Bangles, Golden Earring, Joe Cocker, Beth Hart. I mean, I can't even remember a lot of the people I played with, but that is, of course, extremely flattering and makes me feel worthy and reminds me that I am talented and to keep pursuing my dream and passion.
Well, we mentioned earlier about what you did for disaster relief here in Louisiana years ago, but you've also helped support our troops by performing in the Go Army concert series, and it seems like you're always doing something to help people out. I mean, can you talk about what drives you to help others so much?
I always tell people I like to get involved with charity work and helping others because it's almost a selfish thing, but it's a good selfish. It makes me feel good. I think if I lived my life without doing good for others, I wouldn't feel worthwhile. I wouldn't feel worthy. I wouldn't feel like I'm really living my life. And I think part of my purpose in life is to help others. And I firmly believe that's why music has become my passion and is my path in life, and it, because music is so healing. And that's why I love to sing for charity events and go to shelters and sing for abused women and children, because I don't really have to even talk to them. I'll just sit down and start singing, and you can see walls breaking down. You can see people opening up, tears flowing, and people just, you know, sharing the pain that they kept inside for so long. And that is the power of music. And if I couldn't do that, I don't think I would be alive today. It definitely is what keeps me going, to do good for others.
Now, we've talked a good bit about your good side, but you can be a bit of a bad girl, too.
What are you saying? Huh?
I guess it's all about being balanced, huh?
Well, it depends on what you think of what you think is bad. No, I mean,
seriously, you know, what I'm saying is, you've got quite an image of being a rather strong woman with a very confident attitude. I mean, can you tell us how that's served as per se a blessing or a curse in your entertainment career?
Oh, that's a good question. I definitely think it is a little bit of a blessing and a curse, because I think a lot of, you know, the music industry is so male dominated. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of men, and no offense to you, a lot of men, not all of them, get very intimidated and offended when a strong woman walks into the room and calls the shot. And I definitely don't mean to do that. It just is my personality. And if I believe in something, I will not back off from it. I will stand my ground. And if you try and talk me out of it, I'm going to fight you on it. And I think those points have slowed down some of my progress in my career, but I do not regret it for a single moment, because at the end of the day, I can sit back and say, I did not cave in. I did not sell my soul. I stood up for what I believe in. But yes, I think if I were to, you know, be more submissive and just let everyone walk over me, I might have been a little further today. But yeah, I love it the way it is.
Well, I think it's an asset personally.
Thank you. I actually do too.
Well,
but I can be really, really, really soft and gentle to get what I want too. I can bat my eyelashes, you know. I got a free Mac battery for my Mac laptop just by batting my eyelashes.
Well, you know what they say.
I think I scared that kid so much that he wouldn't even come back so I could give him a hug to thank him. I said, come here, let me hug you. And he just ran back to the back of the store. But I got my free battery.
Well, you know what they say. You attract more bees with honey, so.
Oh, I like that one. I haven't heard that. That's a good one. Well, I always think of, you can kill them with kindness.
Yeah, that works as well. Well, it's about time to play another track of yours. And this one, we were sent over an assortment of songs to pick from for the show. But a few of these songs just really stuck out. I mean, they were all great songs. But the song we're going to play now is called Solid Gold. And the one thing that really struck me was the exotic rhythm and how it really drives the song. I mean, can you tell us a little bit about the inspiration behind this song?
Yeah, another great question. Actually, the intro of that song is a percussion intro, and it's myself and Adrian Young, who played a lot of the tracks on the record. He's the drummer for No Doubt.
Right.
He and I did that intro together because I couldn't get Adrian to play what I wanted to hear because it's such an African vibe, and you either get the African thing or you don't. So I said, well, let me show you. So I went in there and into the tracking room, and I played it, and the producer said, well, why don't you guys play it together? Because it sounds great. And that's how it came about. I just wanted that African tribal vibe.
Delana, Solid Gold.
All you see.
here we are in early 2013. I mean, can you tell us about your plan for world domination this year, and for that matter, about your planned new release?
World domination. Wow, you have quite the imagination, huh?
Hey, you're an ambitious woman, really, right?
I'm very ambitious. But I honestly, I'm still realistic. There's no way I'm going to dominate the world. And if I did, it would be a much better place. My plans for this year are definitely to release this new record, which I'm so, so excited about. I cannot wait to share it. I know my fans and my Kickstarter backers are going to be so thrilled when they hear this. So to release that is step one. And then I would love to tour and play as much as I can this year, mainly in America, because I've been playing all over. I obviously do American dates, but I've been traveling abroad more than anything. So I'm hoping this year to really spread my music with a lot of live touring.
And I would hope some of that touring includes us here in the South.
I would love that. I want to do all of the South. I've got a lot of Floridian fans out there who pester me every day. And when I say pester, I mean it in a great way, because as long as they want me, I know I'm doing something right. So yeah, definitely. I want to do as many cities as I can.
We'll definitely include New Orleans or Baton Rouge on that.
Oh, you got it. I love me some Nolan.
Well, so at this point, this is where we normally ask guests that we're featuring if they'd like to say anything to our listeners and fans around the world. And for some of them, it's their first chance to do so. But for you, you're known in quite a few areas around the planet already. I mean, so in that spirit, would you like to say something to your existing fans and say your new fans listening here tonight?
Yeah, I would love to thank all my current and existing fans, the ones who've been with me since day one, my fans in Holland, hartstikke bedankt voor alles. Ik hou heel veel van jullie allemaal. My fans in South Africa, my home country, who have supported me so wonderfully on this last tour that I did there. Of course, my Icelandic fans, who I love dearly and I miss. I can't wait to get back to Iceland. And then my American fans, my South American fans, Brazil. I can't yes. wait to get there. I haven't even been there, but I have such a great following over there. Australia, and my American fans, of course. And to all the new fans out there, I hope that you will all invest in original music. I really have a rant about tribute bands and bands that only play cover music. It just really irks me. So if you're out there and you want to support original music, not only me, but all the local original artists, we always appreciate it so much. And I want to thank you all for all the love, so much love and support always. Thank you so much.
Well, can you tell everyone that's listening tonight how to find you online?
Oh, yes. Well, you go to your computer. Oh, I'm so sarcastic sometimes. All right, you can find me. The easiest thing I tell a lot of people is to just Google my name, because it immediately comes up with everything. My website is on there. It's Delana Rock with a CKS, DelanaRocks.com. And then if you go to my website and subscribe to my email list, you'll always be notified when I'm touring, any news, new CDs, new releases, whatever. I'm on Facebook, Delana Rocks, but that would be ROX. So it's a little confusing. And then I'm on Twitter, which is Facebook is Delana Rocks with a CKS. Twitter is ROX. So I'm on Facebook, Amazon, Twitter. I have my website. There's a gazillion videos on YouTube if you want to check out some of my live stuff. I'm on iTunes. It's not hard to find me at all.
No, that's the one thing that was very, very easy to find. You simply Google your name, and just like you said, you've got a mountain of information that comes up about you.
Yeah, and I'm very thankful about that. It means I'm doing something right.
Yes, whoever's doing your web work, kudos.
That would be my amazing manager, Jules.
Got experience dealing with her. Great. She has been very kind in helping me get this arranged with you.
Yeah, she's a magic lady.
We're coming up on the end of this episode of the Tour Bus Music Show. But before we do, we try and always put out something to all of the bands that are listening out there. This show features national acts as well as independent acts. And that's really why we started this show, was to help bring the independent acts music out to the world. And by interviewing national artists and well-known artists such as yourself, it gives attention to the smaller bands that are on alternating shows as well. In that spirit, would you like to give any words of inspiration to the struggling bands and artists that are out there that's trying to bring their music out?
Well, honestly, I'm in the same boat, and I have been for all of my career. I just live each day waking up and saying, do I want to sit behind a desk all day, every day, or do I want to make music? Do I want to touch people's lives? And that's what keeps me going. I would say the biggest advice I have is to never, ever, ever give up. No matter how tough or hard the road becomes, and it does, there's always a downhill somewhere to give you a break. And perseverance wins at the end of the day. And even if, I mean, success is different for every single person. You just have to decide when you think you've reached your success. For me, the minute you get onto a stage and you sing an original song and you see someone in the audience crying or singing your mouthing your lyrics, that's success right there. Just knowing that you've touched someone's life, that is success. So don't give up, and just look for those little signs of success.
Delana, thank you so much for joining us on the show tonight, and we hope to hear from you again when your album breaks and talk to you again soon.
I would love that, because then you can play some of my new material. That would be awesome.
We would love to do it.
Thank you so much.
But for tonight, the last song we'll be featuring tonight is Still Wanting. By the way, I love the violin in the song.
Thank you.
Can you take us out of tonight's show by telling us about this song?
I'm not going to tell you who it's about, but it's about an ex-boyfriend who I was really madly, madly in love with. And it's a really sad, very tragic story, but we finally broke up, and even after we broke up, after all the abuse and after all the pain that I went through, I still wanted him. And I think a lot of people can relate to that, and that's called abuse. Abuse, people tend to want the stuff that was bad for them, obviously drugs, alcohol, anything. We want it back, and we keep wanting it until we finally can kick it one day. And the violin parts are played by my friend Scarlett Rivera, who played with Bob Dylan for almost his entire career, and very, very talented lady. And she heard the song and she said, when you record this, I have to come and play the violin. And I invited her, and the song turned out beautifully. I'm very proud of this one.
Delana, Still Wanting.
Smothered by the silence, my world is turning inside out. Reckless promises gone violent, no love was left behind. While you are sweet and gently sleeping, my heart is buried underground. Decayed and lifeless, barely beating, dying just to rise.
thanks again, everyone, for joining us on this episode of the Tour Bus Music Show. Don't forget, if you like the show and want to help support the show, there's lots of ways you can do it. You can tell your friends about the show and how they can jump on the bus too. You can go to iTunes and give us a 5-star rating and leave your comments for the show. And if you're feeling really supportive, you can visit our website at thetourbusmusicshow.com. And if you're planning to buy anything in music or anything else through amazon.com, click through our link to do it. It won't cost you any extra, but the commission that we earn helps keep the bus running. Got a special occasion you need to rent a limo for? You can get the best rate as well as setting up a cool ride if you're just going out for a night on the town, or if you want to rock it like a star when you need a ride from the airport. Use the link on our website at tourbusmusicshow.com to book the role that makes you rock, limos.com. Join us again next week for another wild ride into the world of rock when we will be featuring Jasmine Kane. Until next time, this is T-Mike telling you to live out loud and rock out with your pod out.
The Tour Bus Music Show is a production of the Audios Maximus Network, a division of Global Stage Media. All rights reserved. All interviews and music heard on this show are used with the express permission of the copyright owners. No portion of this show may be reused without permission of the copyright owners and or Global Stage Media, LLC. For more information and show credits, please visit www.thetourbusmusicshow.com/info and www.audiosmaximus.com. Be sure to catch the show and don't miss the bus.